Welcome back. It's time now. It's like one of those Saturday morning. No, it's not. It's time now for one of my favorite peeps. He's the co-founder and editor-in-chief for PluggedInGolf.com. And if you haven't visited that website yet, you should. Trust me. You can follow him on Twitter at MattSaturnus, MattSaturnus. And I'm very happy he's with us. Hi, Matt.
How you doing?
I'm good. I hope you are.
I'm fantastic.
Up there in the 847.
Yep.
That's what we say, you know, us celebrity types. We use the area code as opposed to the city.
Fair enough.
Like on my rap albums, that's what I do. I don't know if you've heard those yet. Have you? I don't think so.
I'm still waiting for that to drop.
To drop. Oh, listen to you. Yeah. All right. Okay. Yeah. I was going to send it to you, but if I have to drop it, I'm not doing it. Forget it. All right. This episode of Backspin Golf today has been mostly, right, Sean? All, almost, about the PGA, Tiger, Brooks, all of that stuff. So before we get into a couple of the things that you're famous for, which are reviews and different things about golf, give me your thoughts on Tiger and Sunday and everything that happened.
You know, it was super exciting to see Tiger contending again, the second straight major. So that kind of felt like a throwback. It was really fun.
Yeah.
And I just tweeted this out the other day that anybody who thinks, oh, golf doesn't need Tiger, Tiger doesn't move the needle. I went to work a couple days after the PGA, and I had five different people come up to say, oh, do you watch Tiger? Do you watch Tiger? People who've never said a word to me about golf in 5 years.
Yeah.
So, you know, the idea that he's not moving the needle is pretty silly. So it's great to see him back and playing well.
Now, we all, as I said, we've talked a lot on the show already about what he did that day. And I'll say it again. Nick Faldo said anybody else would have shot 74, not 64, which I thought was the perfect way to describe what he did on Sunday. But let's talk. It's kind of a sad thing, but the guy that won his third major, Brooks, nobody's talking about him. They didn't even talk about him Sunday night or Monday. Really. What are your thoughts on Brooks? Is he going to win every major for the next 10 years? What do you think?
You know, what a weird stat line for him. 4 wins and 3 of them are majors.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I think it speaks to just the depth of the field today that this guy can't, not that he can't get a win, but he's not winning regularly when he's clearly got all this talent and
right.
this ability. I don't put any stock in people who would say something like, he's not trying during the regular weeks.
Mm-hmm.
He's out there playing hard. It's just you've got Spieth and Justin Thomas and Dustin Johnson, and you just go on and on about all these guys who are fantastic and beating each other up every week. And
yeah.
if you're not really at the absolute top of your game, you're not going to win.
Well, and the interesting point about him and this whole majors as opposed to regular events, I think that for the majors, well, the two he's won, which are the U.S. Open and the PGA, especially this PGA, I can't say all, but this PGA, the course, it's very similar, the course setups, wherever they're playing, and he's so long, and he's gotten so good with his wedges and his putting, his short game and his putting, that those events, it might be hard for people to beat him because he's really accurate with his driver as well as long. You know, the Open Championship over there, he might have a little trouble with. And frankly, I don't see why he hasn't won a Masters yet because he should be able to dominate that golf course as well. So, we'll see. And a lot of the other venues and events are played at golf courses, you know, that are a little bit different. So maybe that's the key. Here's the thing about Brooks for me. I don't have anything against him. His talent is undeniable. I'm in awe of what he does. But it's hard for me to root for him because I like emotional athletes. I always have. Sometimes even the guys that go over the top, I'm okay with because they're emotional. He's so unemotional and clinical and all that stuff. It almost seems to me like he doesn't really care about golf. Like, I know he does, but it seems like he doesn't. It's like he'd rather be doing something else. And, oh, yeah, I'm this great golfer and I'll win a major. That's how I feel.
Yeah. I can't disagree with that. I like him, all right. He doesn't necessarily do it for me either. But, that's what's fun about sports. There are some people who would watch him and say he's absolutely their favorite guy for just the same reason that you don't really care for him. So,
yeah.
I think that's just what's fun about it. There's all kinds of different characters out there. You've got everybody from Bubba to Tiger to Dustin Johnson. Dustin Johnson's kind of the same way. He doesn't really do much for me because he's so lackadaisical and kind of shuffling along out there.
And he's married to Paulina Gretzky. That's another reason I can't root for Dustin Johnson. I mean, and that I get why he's kind of, ho-hum out there because, he's going home to Paulina Gretzky. So, yeah, he's on the golf course. But now, on the other hand, as we've talked about today on the show already, Brooks Koepka and his whack job girlfriend, who kept trying to get into every shot at the end of that tournament. But that's another story. That's just how I feel. All right, so we got that. There's an exciting time coming up. We got the FedEx Cup playoffs and we got the Ryder Cup coming up. So at least we still got some very exciting golf in the next few weeks. Let's talk for a second about Plugged In Golf and to remind our people what you do with Plugged In Golf.
Sure. So Plugged In Golf is designed to be a golf information resource for people.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to get instruction from top instructors, you can find it there. You want to get fitness advice from guys who coach guys on the PGA Tour, you can find it there. There's equipment reviews of literally everything. We try to have absolutely every piece of major equipment covered on the site. And then we do our Golfness Unplugged, where we take some of the commonly held beliefs in golf and we put them to the test and see, are they actually true? Or is it something that is completely false? Is it somewhere in the middle? And try and use that to give people good information about what they should be doing with their equipment and their game.
I'm going through the website now. And it's, peeps, if you're listening, listen to this. Go to this website. It's fantastic. And you really do have everything golf-related that you talk about. But here's something I want to, maybe this will whet the appetite of our listeners. Here's a review. The Ice Block Putter review. I mean, really?
Yeah, there's some wild stuff out there. there's a lot of stuff going on in golf that's beyond, Ping and TaylorMade and Callaway.
And Cleveland Golf and Strixon Golf.
And absolutely.
Yeah, and Zexio Golf, yeah.
And they've got a big fall coming up, speaking of them.
Are you next week? Because Perry French, who does this show with me, I think, as you know, every week, is our Cleveland Golf, Strixon Golf, Zexio Golf guy. And we are going to be discussing these wedges that Cleveland Golf is coming out with. And they're unbelievable. I've seen them. They're unbelievable. I can't wait for you to see these wedges. Anyway.
Well, I'll give your readers a little insight here. This is coming out on Sunday.
Oh.
On Monday, if they go to the website on Monday, the 20th, they can sign up, and we're going to be giving away 5 of the new RTX 4 wedges.
Get out of here! Holy cow.
I wouldn't make that up.
No. I would. I know you wouldn't. I would. Anyway, they're fantastic. But there's a picture on this website of this ice block putter, and it looks like a block of ice, strangely enough, with red and blue lines on it. Does this thing, can you actually putt with this thing?
Well, I didn't.
Yeah.
But one of our writers in Florida did.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty wild thing. It stands up on its own.
Yeah.
Which actually there are a couple putters that do that now. That's kind of
a new thing.
A little mini trend. Making these putters crazy heavy. So they stand up on their own. You can stand behind it and line it up. It works the same right-handed and left-handed.
Oh, yeah.
you know, it's a massive piece of plastic. You know, huge MOI. It is definitely not something your brother, the hickory player, would be interested in.
Yeah, but you know what? How cool would it be if he had all his hickories and then he pulled this out when he got to the green?
You know, it would just make him that much more eclectic, I guess.
Yeah, that's a good word from my brother. I might actually get this for him for Christmas or something, just to have in his bag. All right, well, I gotta see about this. But the website is fantastic. Anything else you want to throw in there before I let you go?
You know, a couple of good pieces of equipment we've seen lately.
Mm-hmm.
The putters from Swag Golf, the new company here in Chicago, I'd give them a plug. We have a feature on the company itself and then the putter review.
Yeah.
They're making putters in a way that is a little different than everybody else, and it's a pretty cool story.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And then we did a recent Golf Myths Unplugged, and we'll stick with the putting, about putter head weight.
Yeah.
A lot of different ideas people have about using heavier putters, lighter putters. And so we go through and break some of that down and show people what's real and what isn't when it comes to changing the weight of your putter head.
Oh, awesome. It's so great that everything you do with this site is fantastic. Thanks for joining me, and I'll be talking to you real soon and finding out if there's anything more like these ice block putters we got going.
All right.
All right, man.
That's great. Thank you very much.
Thanks. See ya. All right. That'll do it for another episode of Backspin Golf. Everything from Tiger to ice block putters and everything in between. Thanks, of course, to Perry French, and Matt Saturnus and Jeff Babineau for jumping on this week. Just great stuff. And, of course, Lexington Parks and Rec. I'm going out to Kearney for the great golf courses we have here. Man of War Golf for the best practice facility and club fitting you can get anywhere. Edwin Watts Golf, great stuff going on over there. And of course, French Lick Resort. I'll be going back up there, Sean. We got the LPGA Legends event again, which you've been up there for, haven't you? Never? Maybe this year you can go. I'll think about it. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great Sunday. We'll be back right here next week, 8:03. It's Backspin Golf on ESPN Sports Radio 1392.5.